Hey, thank you so much for listening to my little bonus podcast. Last week, we talked about solving your money problems. We're going to do that for a few weeks right now. Today, we're actually going to talk about how to recognize the poverty mentality and how to break it. I told you that last week. We're going to deal with that. We're also going to talk about how to obtain financial prosperity. Next, we're going to talk about how to move from surviving 2020 to thriving 2020, all right? So number one, I want to tell you that you didn't get into debt overnight. You're not going to get overnight out of debt. But let's talk about that recognizing as poverty mentality. Have you ever went to the store and you saw a shirt that you liked, but then all of a sudden you thought, well, I don't want to pay that for this shirt. I want to go to the sale rack. And so you buy a couple shirts that you don't like. Okay, that's a poverty mentality. I'm not saying that you should never buy things on sale. I mean, Nicole got me because I was half off. Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we shouldn't automatically go, I can't have that nice thing because we have a poverty mentality. Also, a poverty mentality is you can recognize that you're always thinking, hey, I'm at the gas station, but I'm only going to put $8 in my car instead of filling it up, because you're always dealing from a lack mentality. I want you to deal from a surplus and abundance mentality. I want you to be saying, I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, I'm qualified. And of course, you can't just say that. You actually have to have the bones to back that up. You've got to learn how to solve your money problems. So recognizing a spirit of poverty, those are a couple things. Another thing that a spirit of poverty does is it always says, man, it has a lottery mentality. Have you ever been at the gas station and you were like, man, it's going to take me 10 minutes because five people before you were doing scratch offs? Now, there's a Proverbs 13, 11, and 12. It says, wealth not earned, but won in haste unjustly, from the production of things vain or detrimental, it dwindles away. But he who gathers little by little shall increase in wisdom. Okay, what it's saying is lottery money never works. You've seen shows on 2020 and other news programs where a person wins $10 million, and it seems like 3 years later they have nothing to show for it. They went broke because money doesn't solve problems. People with information solve problems. Money's neutral. It'll go do buy crack, or it'll help girls rescue them out of sex trafficking. Money is neutral. Money in the right hands, which is you, godly people listening today, that money does good. It makes the world a better place. It does missions. It does things that are humanitarian. It digs wells. It feeds the hungry. It does everything that Jesus told us to do. But Proverbs 13, you got to memorize that. 11, it says, wealth not earned, won unjustly or won through the lottery, dwindles away really quick because they don't have the information that gives them power. Now, last week, you got to go back and listen to that podcast again. And over the next few weeks, we're going to continue to talk out of my book and out of my system, Solving Your Money Problems. By the way, a lot of you are asking how to get it. You just go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com and you can get the whole system. It's worth hundreds of dollars. It'll save you thousands of dollars, and you can get it for $40. It's a complete system study guide, everything you need to get from where you are right now in the land of lack to the land of prosperity and over into the land of abundance. So let's recognize, number one, that it is that spirit of poverty. It's a way of thinking. I don't want you to think little. I want you to think big. Remember, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I want you to start praying as you're tithing and giving and you're doing everything you can. And I want you to start speaking over your money. Here's something my dad taught me to do a long time ago, and I hesitate even telling you this. But he recognized that we were in a spirit of poverty. We never had anything. He never felt like he belonged. We'd go through an expensive mall, and he'd go, man, everybody's looking at us. And I'd be like, I don't think they're looking at us. But he thought they were looking at us. He had some kind of thing in his head that said, we're less than. Now, if you renew your mind, you know you're more than. You're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. So, and gave himself for you. So my dad felt that way. It was a poverty mentality. We don't belong here. Now, through my dad, we began to get prosperous because the things that I'm teaching you, he taught me. And eventually at the end of the trail, we were blessed. Some would say, doing really good. So he didn't feel that way that much, but I didn't feel that way at all because my dad broke the cycle of that poverty mentality. I knew I belonged here. I knew that I had an inheritance from God. I knew legitimately that I was not the stuff that I possessed, but the stuff that possessed me. God was on the inside of me and I belong. So I want you to know that poverty mentality will keep you back. Now, here's something my dad taught me that I said that I almost didn't tell you. He taught me to envision money with legs on it. We were standing in line at a bank one day, and there was a lady who was getting cash, back when people did that. And so she was getting a pile of cash, and they put all these hundreds, and they're counting it out. And my dad's kind of looking over the counter at her, and I'm thinking, what is he doing right now? And he was looking and he said, did you see me looking at the money? And I said, yes. He said, I felt God tell me to look at that money because someday I was going to have money like that. And if I didn't see money like that, I didn't touch money like that, I couldn't have money like that. It makes sense, right? Because the Bible said without a vision, people perish. So now he had a concept of seeing the money. And he said that he actually, here's what he did. He saw money with legs on it running towards him. Eventually, he had made this, you know, meme in his head. This is way before Instagram. This is like 1979. And he said, I can see money sprouting legs and running to me to preach the gospel, running me to help pay the house off so I can build God a church. He saw that with his mind's eye, and he predicted his future, prophesied his future, and then he brought his preferred future into him by doing two things. One, every dollar that he got, he tithed off of it. He gave an offering. Every day, you know, that some of you know the story. He would give a dollar a day to this particular ministry year after year after year, and then $2 a day. He did it every day. I'm not talking every other day, I forget a day. I'm talking religiously, like you brush your teeth every day, hopefully, or you work out every day, or you eat. My dad did that. By the way, side story, later in life, my dad was already in heaven, but the guy who he gave that money to every day, every day, every day, every day. I met him in New York and I told him who I was. And he's like, oh my goodness, that's that crank letter. We'd get it every day. And he said, I just bought a television network. It's a national network and I'm going to put your TV show on it. Put us on for 14 times a week. So every year now for 5 years, he's given me $1 million in free airtime. My dad never got to see the harvest of the seed, but he sowed the seed and now I get the harvest. Come on, somebody. It can happen to you. What you sow, you grow. So let's sow some debt reduction. Let's start figuring out how we got into debt, break the cycle of poverty mentality, and start recognizing that it's controlling you and start seeing money as something that would be a blessing, not a curse. And again, if you go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, you get the whole system. I talk for hours on a DVD. If you're enjoying this 12 to 15 minutes a day, you're going to love all the hours that I put into this. Now, I said I was going to say, you know, how to obtain financial prosperity. Some people think that it's just, man, if I could just get that one big break, and that could happen. Or, man, if I could just marry somebody with money, and that could happen. But that's kind of like getting struck by lightning. How do you obtain financial prosperity? First, you do it in your mind. You start figuring out how to pay your bills. Number one, you got to know what you owe. Number one, number two, you got to know who you owe. And you start listing that out. And then, of course, this is very, it seems so easy. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, but a lot of people just don't do it. Well, let's put it in weight. In a few weeks, I'm going to do a podcast with Don Strange, and we're going to talk about weight and so on. All you have to do to lose weight is burn more calories than you take in. Now, so if we take in more calories than we burn, we're going to get overweight. If we start cutting that back, not just by starving ourselves, but we just start cutting it back. Say, hey, I'm going to calculate all my food and Fitness Pal. I'm going to know how much protein and calories and carbs are in the chicken. I'm going to know about the salad. We could go have a salad and think we're eating great, but the salad might be 1,500 calories. You could add a steak burger. Okay, so knowing the information that you put in your body changes the body composition and the health of nutrients that go in your body. Same is true with money. So if you understand that about a body, think about that with money. If we spend more money than we take in, we're going to get in debt. Now, as American people, we are obese with debt, okay? So how do we obtain financial prosperity? Very easy. We stop spending. I'm talking about go home and have plastic surgery. Come on. You go home with scissors and you cut that credit card up. Or if you say, hey, I'm not willing to do that because, and we'll talk about this later, and I talk about it in detail in the Solving Your Money Problems system, saying that one of my goals for you is that you get $1,000 in the bank. And you might think that could never, ever happen. It can happen. It happens $10 at a time. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. You got 100. Yeah, now all you need is 9 more of those and you got 1,000. Now we could get rid of the credit card because you're not worried about that emergency. Now understand right now and talk about it and solving your money problems. Right now you might need the credit card, but don't carry the credit card with you. What if the washer breaks down or what if the car breaks down? What you do is you freeze your credit. How do you do that? You go home, you go to the kitchen sink, you get a cup, you fill it with water, you put the credit card in the cup, you put it in the freezer. So now you go to the mall and you get hot and bothered about a pair of pants and you swear you're going to lose weight. If I buy those pants, anybody ever done that? If I buy those pants, I'm going to lose weight. If I buy those shoes, I would look good. I would feel good about myself. And so we buy things with credit that we can't afford, at a high interest rate, and it only prolongs the inevitable. We are obese. This is how, I told you, how to obtain financial prosperity. You're like, well, I want a house in Florida. I want a house in Tahiti. I want a plane. I want, those things will come, but little by little, you wax strong. Okay. So to, you won't be financially prosperous overnight. Plus God's looking at you going, are you faithful over the little? I'll make you ruler over the much. Now, I said I'm going to talk about how to move from surviving to thriving. Here's what I want you to do, especially in COVID. Coming into the last few months of 2020, I don't want you thinking, well, next year I'm going to do good. No, don't you allow them to steal 5 months from you. Don't allow negative thinking to keep you back. You got to say, wait a minute, I'm trusting in God. I'm going to actually do everything I can do. God's going to do everything he can do, and we're going to win together. Okay, it's discipline. That's what Psalms 37, verse 5, it said, commit your way to the Lord, load all the problems on him, trust in, lean on him, be confident in him, and he will bring it to pass. So we have to trust God. In other words, work like everything depends on you and pray like everything depends on God. But don't allow yourself to survive 2020, but thrive in 2020 and expect God's supernatural abundance to come into your life. Now, some of the things that I talk about in the book is in detail, you know, step by step. It is truly a roadmap. And the reason why I like the system more so than just the book is when you buy the system, you get the book and you get the DVDs and you get the CDs. I actually go into how to get rid of the interest on the loan on your car. Okay, let's talk about the house for a minute. This is on page 55. It says, say your house payment is $1,000. $833 goes to interest. Only $240 goes to the principal. In other words, every month you lose $833. How would you like that if somebody came in every month and said, hey, I want my $833? It's enough that all the credit cards do that. But now the house. So simply by, you know, not going to the mall or not spending money on Postmates or, you know, canceling different subscriptions, could you possibly come up with an extra $240. If you could, $240 investment would save you $833. Now you tell me where you can go give somebody $240 and you get back $833. Not in today's economy, you just can't do it. So these are some of the things that I talk about in solving your money problems that actually help you get from where you are in survival mode to thriving mode. Now here's what's something that I never thought would happen, but it's happening now. I talk to young people like crazy and everybody's like, I don't own a home. I rent a home. So it's like, I don't even care about that. Here's why I don't like that. The Bible said that he would bless you in your housing. Okay. So if you're renting a house from a guy like me, I own a lot of homes. Okay. And people pay me rent. I own apartment complexes where people pay me rent. Well, that's unfortunate for them. It's a blessing to me because I get to keep all the profits, and actually the apartment complexes and the land and everything is going up. Look at inflation. Remember when you go buy a truck was $8,000. Now truly a nice truck is $80,000. That's called inflation. So wouldn't you like to have a home? So someday the house that maybe one of the homes that I bought one time was $45,000 and it got to be worth a couple hundred thousand. One house that I bought was $165,000 and I can't do this every day, but I kept it for 3 or 4 years. The area went crazy and I sold it for $1 million. You can't tell me you can own an apartment and do that. This is how God a lot of times gets wealth into your hands is through real estate. But if you got bad credit, guess what? You can't buy the real estate. That's why we need to get your credit right. And we're going to do that through solving your money problems. But we also want to get you thinking about owning a home, because here's what happens. One day you're going to get old. And when you get old, you also have a nest egg, because even if you didn't do a good job saving, you can reverse the mortgage on the house. I talk about that in the system. And now basically start atrophying the house to where maybe your Social Security wasn't enough to get you down the road like you wanted. It didn't provide the lifestyle that you wanted. But guess what? You don't have to leave the home to your child. You can enjoy your life. I'm all about that. My dad had a bumper sticker in his garage that said, I want to die as close to broke as I can. Okay. He had another bumper sticker that said, I'm spending my children's inheritance, because he wasn't so worried about giving us money. He was worried about giving us information, or the root that brought the fruit that amassed wealth. And I'm here to tell you unapologetically, I'm worth way more money than my dad is. He never dreamed that I would live this kind of lifestyle. But the only way that I get to live the life that I live is because my dad lived the life that he led, which was like, hey, we're eating bologna today. We're going to pay this note down. So my question is, what are you going to do for your kids? Are you going to get on the phone and just cry and complain about what didn't happen and hope the election works out and wonder about 20? No, don't wonder what's happening. You're in control of your destiny. You decide today that I'm going to be a person that is in control of my financial future. I don't want anybody in control of my future. I want to be in control of my own future. And I want you to do it too. So I want you today to just pull out your phone, maybe even right now, or maybe you're driving down the road and you can't do it. Just remember, it's very easy. SolvingYourMoneyProblems.com. When you go there, there's a book. You can get that. If you really want high value and you want to maximize the system that I've designed, it truly will get you out of debt in a rapid rate. This whole system is only $40, which is ridiculous. It's just about what we have in it. Okay, this system anywhere else would cost you $300 to $500. So this system is designed to get you out of debt. I want to help you thrive in 2020. I want you ready for 2021 when we're going to see movie theaters going broke. We're going to see retail everywhere just shut down all over. These are places and spaces in which your dream could be manifested. A lot of the people at our church, because I've taught them this over the years, they're actually buying these commercial real estates now because it's really cheap. It is a time to thrive, not survive. But if you're like everybody else just on TikTok, Instagram, trying to post another version of your cool Louis Vuitton shoes, well, okay, that's cute, but it doesn't actually move the needle in your future. So that's what I want you to do today. Go there to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com and get it, okay, and help me help you change your life, okay? Listen, next week we're going to talk about how God can supernaturally get you out of debt. Got some great stories that are going to build your faith because we need God's help. How to have contentment in today's culture. That's a big one, right? We're always looking at other people's Instagram going, man, I wish I had that, what they had, and they might be faking, right? The grass is greener on the other side and you find out it's AstroTurf. How to pay your debts off early and attack the principal versus interest. We're going to keep nailing that bad boy down. There's a lot coming over the next weeks and months ahead. So I want you to subscribe to this podcast. If you would please, I'm not charging you anything for this. Please write a review. This will help get it out there, get the information out, and this information will change people's lives. So again, do that for me, and then solving your money problems, do that for yourself. Do that for your kids. What are you waiting on? Listen, don't procrastinate. Do it today. If you post it on social media, I'll repost it, and I'll see you next week.